إن الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأستغفره وأعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله إله الأولين والآخرين وقيوم السماوات والأرضين الذي لا عز إلا في طاعته وحده ولا غنى إلا في الافتقار إليه، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفوته من خلقه وحبيبه، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين، صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وصلى الله على ملائكتك المقربين وأنبيائك والمرسلين، وصل علينا معهم يا كريم. Indeed, all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In such we should praise Him. We seek His help. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evils which is in ourselves and the evils which is resulted from our deed. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none will misguide. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to go astray, let go astray, chooses to be astray, none can guide. So the guidance in hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from your deep inner self, to be guided by Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us all His guidance. And I bear witness, there is no true deity worthy of existence but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no true deity worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, His last messenger, and the best worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, you believe, be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. Have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taqwa in your heart at all times. 24/7. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted you His Jannah. The topic that I like to speak, continuation of at-taqwa in the Quran. Allah mentioned taqwa 258 times in the Quran. We study many of these verses. And today, inshallah, we're going to have unique verses. Taqwa and the masjid. Taqwa and the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah, verse 107, لا تقم فيه أبدا لمسجد أسس على التقوى من أول يوم أحق أن تقوم فيه فيه رجال يحبون أن يتطهروا والله يحب المطهرين. Allah mentioned in that verse about foundation of the masjid. The masjid has to have taqwa. Not in a column, not in a cement, but taqwa as a theme, as ideology, as a devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muslim masjid have a lot of respect. When you enter the masjid, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma iftah li abwab rahmatik. Oh Allah, open my heart to your tranquility. Put your light in my heart so I can know the right from the wrong, the myth from the reality. And that the Muslim also have to have respect of the masjid, saluting of the masjid, as the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned. You pray two rak'ah, tahiyyat al-masjid. Masjid have Allah's respect. It's the central of taqwa. Masjid usis ala taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the masjid that usis ala taqwa. Why is the masjid usis ala taqwa? What is in the masjid? Allah mentioned in Surah An-Nur, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح، المصباح في زجاجة، الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يؤخذ من شجرة زيتونة مباركة، زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية، يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار. نور على نور، يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء. Allah in this verse in Surah An-Nur describing the light of Iman, the light of the Quran in the heart of the believer. The metaphor of that light like a lamp, like a hole in a wall that have a lamp, and the lamp have a glasses, and the glasses exactly like a star, glittering star, radiator star, and being fueled by an olive oil. It is oil so pure that it's shining. Metaphor for the light of Allah in the heart of the believer. And Allah chooses to choose who He gives His light, but Allah to have His light. And Allah in second verse He described where this light will be. في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه. In homes or houses that Allah chooses to be built. In that houses, that masjid, the light of Allah. If you want Allah light, come to the masjid. Masjid of al-Muslimin. Masjid that been built in taqwa. فيه رجال. There is men in this masjid. لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون. In this masjid there is men, their main goal, their driving force is to remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, studying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Be devoted to Allah alone in this masjid. فيه رجال يحبون أن يتطهروا والله يحب المطهرين. They always in their coming, they want to be purified. No one reach pure perfection. Light of Allah unextended. Light of Allah so powerful that the more you come close to Allah, you believe and you think that you are so far away. Always when you come to the masjid, you want to be purified intellectually, purified your heart, balance your emotions and your thoughts and your practice. Their main goal is to charge their battery. Masjid is like generators for your light and power. فيه رجال يحبون أن يتطهروا والله يحب المطهرين. يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. Their main goal, their main focus is the hereafter. This is their main focus of coming to the masjid. يخافون. They are totally afraid, aware of that day that everything will be clear and heart and mind will change. That day that everyone care about. Masjid is a trading for the hereafter. Masjid is a trading for the hereafter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, if you see someone buying and selling in the masjid, يَبِيعَ أَوْ يَبْتَعَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ, then tell him, may Allah did not make your business profitable. Only trading to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only total devotion to Allah alone. Not cults, not jama'ah, not groups. Only to Allah alone. But Surah At-Tawbah have unique story. لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمٍ. But the paragraph doesn't start this way. The paragraph starts with those who built the masjid. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا ضِرَارًا وَكُفْرًا وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِرْصَادًا لِمَنْ حَارَبَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَلَيَحْلِفُنَّ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا الْحُسْنَى. These verses have a message that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to destroy it. What's the story of the masjid? Bani Amr ibn Auf built Masjid Quba. So their cousins, Bani Anz ibn Auf, got jealous. They want to have their own masjid for their own cult and culture and theology and conspiracy as well. So they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with no faith. Come and pray to our masjid. Year 9 Hijriya, the Prophet was busy for a campaign. And he mentioned that when we come back, we will pray in a masjid. Masjid for their own culture, their own race. Masjid to be against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah mentioned 4 reasons, their heart and their thoughts. There are competition. They build a masjid to compete with Masjid Quba. And also kufran. Kufran in a nakra form, takfir could be. Masjid based day and night. They bring books from the past. And they call this kafir, this kafir, this kafir to create divisions. The third one. Not to worship Allah alone, but to create division. وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And this is wrong. This is not right. وَلَا يَحْلِفُنَّ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا الْحُسْنَى. They came to the Prophet and swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their intention is so pure. They want only good. And Allah knows. Allah witnessed what is inside their hearts. And Allah mentioned to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمٍ. And they are waiting for Abi Amir al-Rahib. Abi Amir the monk. He went to the Roman Empire to bring supporters. Then start against the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abi Amir al-Rahib is the father of Hanzalat ibn Amir. The martyr of Uhud. The one being undertaken by the angels. And the story will be recited in the Quran. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, make sure your heart when you come to the masjid only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Masjid in our Muslim history was so powerful. Masjid was enlightening the Muslim ummah. The halaqa that Ibn Battuta and Ibn Jubair report, that huge masjid used to have 40 different halaqa. 40 different circle of study, all type of knowledge, philosophy, astronomy, physics, math, medicine, with theology, all in one. So it will be explained, updated theology. One of the popes, Silver the Second, graduated from the masjid, Halaqa Masjid, in Al-Qarawiyin. He died 1003. From the masjid, everybody has to come. Masjid is like super center. Everything in one roof. Everything to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one roof. All type of surfaces. All type of knowledge. All type of help. The Prophet Masjid used to have 120 Ahl al-Suffa. Those who have no homes. Masjid was to be center for poem and literature. Masjid not only for theology. Theology is the main dominant theme. Masjid used to be powerful and used to be for everything. But now the rules of the masjid decline and keep decline and decline. Only the place of worship, and not only worshipping what Allah says, but only under their own themes and their own groups and their own jama'ah. Not for all. Masjid is supposed to be for all. People try to manipulate masjid and try to control. Then they freeze the masjid work. Only their own theme. Only their own hawa. It is hawa worship. When you study Ash-Shahristani and Ibn Hazm, they mention Ahl al-Ahwa, those who have their own groups and try to manipulate by votes as
Xerxes, or by power of judges, only to control and freeze. They want to have Muslim schools, they ask for donations, but then it becomes for rich only, not for everyone. Masjid and any project of believers have to be for everyone. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the masjid he received delegations. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught knowledge. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged everyone to be participators. And Rasulullah met one lady one time. Where is this lady that used to clean the house of Allah? Then the companion said, she died and we buried her. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got so angry, because they put her in a litter. She is just a janitorial. Rasulullah mentioned, where is her grave? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to her grave and made the dua for her, for her contribution in the masjid. The masjid al-usita ala taqwa min awwal yawm ahaq an taqoom fih rijal yuhibbuna an yatataharu. The main focus, the main driving force, the main love to be purified, not to have a mask. When you come to the masjid, you put a Muslim mask. When you go out of the masjid, you are a different person. To be truly purified from inside out. Discussions, open discussions, references with light of Islam. Islam, the one that gather all us all. They ask Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib radiallahu anhu, one of the second generation, do you pray behind Al-Hajjaj, one of the dictators? He says, I pray behind worse than Al-Hajjaj. Anyone, you don't have the right to ask what is the Imam view, what is belief, did he in my groups, or he understand better or different? You don't have the right to ask, as long as you do the proper salah. He don't do Zuhr 5 rak'ah. He do all the things that everybody believe. And Abu Hanifa wa Shafi'i, they agree in that. Even Al-Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, the Hanbali Sheikh in the 8th century, he says you have no right to question the Imam. Salli wara mastur al-hal. The person who just look a Muslim to you. No searching in the heart of the others or what you believe. Always you are in upgrading. If you don't upgrade yourself in your job, you will let go. In Iman and Islam, you should upgrade yourself. You should understand more applications. فيه رجال يحبون أن يتطهروا والله يحب المطهرين. In the second verse, Allah mentioned, أَفَمَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَى تَقْوَى مِنَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٍ أما أسس بنيانه على شفا جرف هار. Allah make comparison between the person who built his house in a cliff of a river. Any time the house will be destroyed, but those who build in their house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taqwa based in fearing Allah, devotion in Allah alone, the masjid becomes central in the heart. We don't worship masjid. We worship in the masjid. Rasulullah mentioned, ما أمرت لأشيد المساجد. Allah did not command me to establish huge masjid. She will be impressed by the buildings, by the structure of huge buildings. Because Islam is masjid of Muslimin, it is a factory for men. To build families, to build sisters in the thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the teaching of Islam. So any physical miracles, physical impression, this is not from the theme of the Quran. Because Quran is a miracle for the thoughts, for the mind to open. Physical miracle, shut the mind down. No thinking, you just blind following. Intellectual miracle, as the Quran, is open the mind up. Open the mind for questions. Open the mind for knowledge. As you live, the more knowledge you have, al-ilmu ruh al-iman. Knowledge of Allah, knowledge, any knowledge. Dr. Abdul Munam Al-Qiyahi mentioned, any knowledge that you learn, it is introduction to understand the Quran. Any knowledge to upgrade yourself, any knowledge that Allah provides to your generation, you are in a 21st century, accumulate knowledge will help you to understand the theme of the Quran, will help you to comprehend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala message and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what He wants from you. And the iman grow, the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grow in the heart of the believer whose their intention is taqwa Allah in the masjid. No competition. You want to compete, you want to manipulate, you have hawa, worshipping of the jama'ah, worshipping of hawa, many interpretations where you freeze. Once you freeze in ideology, you are away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفَمَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَى تَقْوَى مِنَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ أَمَّنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَى شَفَى جُرْفٍ هَارٍ. Building a house in a cliff, many masjids that are really not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need perfection. You need to get involved. Contribute what you really know, what you really have. Become part of the masjid. Some non-Muslims, they have good attitude. If you don't come to their places of worship, they go look for you. Why you are not in the masjid? What's wrong? And if they found him doing a sin, wrongdoing, they don't criticize. Just come to the masjid. Al-masjid will purify you. Don't ignore those who do not come. Maybe the shaitan more stronger. Call them, visit them, part of your community. But if money masajid, if you don't show, they don't care. Many other will show. This is not a community. Masjid is a nucleus that should gather all the electron around power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The masjid, أَفَمَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَى تَقْوَى مِنَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ أَمَّنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَى شَفَى جُرْفٍ هَارٍ فَانْهَارَ بِهِ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمٍ. And Allah warned everyone that they have different niyyah, different intention, who don't see the intention. Allah started this paragraph, وَقُلْ اعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَسَتُرَدُّونَ إِلَى عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Do your deeds, show your deeds in existence, and Allah, the one who will resurrect all your niyyah, all your intentions in the hereafter. The masjid أسس على التقوى, تقوى الله, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. And one of the sheikhs was giving a khutbah in Al-Azhar Mosque, and then the king so he liked to greet the king that he come to the masjid. And one of the musalli says, ayyuhan nas, your imam ran away from deen. Allah says, wa anna al-masajida lillah fala tad'u ma'a Allah ahada. Allah, only the one will be glorified, only the one will be remembered. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ, all the masjid should be for Allah alone, or helping the believers. Allah alone will be mentioned in the masjid, Surah Al-Jinn. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Those who really truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or those who have question of faith, come to the masjid, and the masjid will help you. Being in the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a great gift in a secular, agnostic, usurious society. Societies have been attacking you with secularism, agnosticism, atheism. You need the answer. You need to protect yourself and your thoughts and your understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the revelation for all mankind. And you have to be up to date in the masjid. Come and share your knowledge. Rasulullah mentioned, if someone comes to the masjid and his niyyah, his intention, to learn something, or to teach you something, only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anything, to give something that you know or you have, you want to share it with the believer, or to learn something that you want to know, many think we don't know, and you relate it to a believer, you relate it to the revelations. Revelation is not just for mantra. You read, but you don't understand. Masjid. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he went to the marketplace. And he says, you are here in the market trading and making businesses, and the inheritance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're distributing in a masjid. Then everybody left to the masjid. And they came back. Then he asked them, what did you see? You see, we didn't see any inheritance, we didn't see any money, silver or gold, but we saw people praying, people worshipping, people studying the haram and the halal. It says, this is the inheritance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet did not inherit money, silver or dinar, inherit knowledge. Knowledge to open your heart and your mind to Muslims, to be in a community. Community means people around the masjid. If you study all the Muslim masjids, everybody live around the masjid to supply and to protect one another for many things. Masjid is the central of Muslim faith. Masjid used to be powerful and many knowledge and many issues. But now, going down, come to the masjid, brainstorming, discuss, share, learn, masjid. Masjid at Zaytuna in Tunisia, they left 200,000 scripture of knowledge, and it's still in microfilm. Masjid could produce knowledge, solving problems, not only for your Muslim community social problems, but could solve problems for others. Updated knowledge, not just reciting issues over and over again. Masjid is the light. فيه رجال يحبون أن يتطهروا والله يحب المطهرين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Come to the masjid. Share your knowledge, what you truly know, not what you don't know. Many people like to share what you don't study. Share what you study. Upgrade yourselves. Share what you have. Make the masjid the light of the Muslim community where you are. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our taqwa in a masjid increase. I'm going to make dua, please say ameen. Allahumma ahdina bi fadlika fi man hadayt. Allahumma aftah lana futuha al-arifina bik. Allahumma aqsim lana min khashyatika ma yahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asiyatik. Wa aqsim lana min ta'atika ma yubalighuna jannatak. واقسم لنا من اليقين ما يثبتنا على مصائب الدنيا. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم ارفع عنهم ظلم الجبارين. اللهم ارفع عنهم تدبير الخائنين. اللهم ارفع عنهم كيد الكائدين. اللهم امددهم بمدد من عندك. ربنا هذا حالنا لا يخفى عليك، وهذا ضعفنا ظاهر وماثل بين يديك، فعملنا بالإحسان إذ الفضل منك وإليك، وأقم الصلاة.